This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We know you want insights fast, especially for something like email marketing. It's just so crucial.
Absolutely. It's a core part of reaching people.
So today we're going to unpack three, let's call them fundamental elements for emails that actually work. This comes from Jim Clannon.
That's right, Jim Clannon. He co-founded Double Dome Web Technologies in Atlanta. They're deep into web design and internet marketing, so he knows his stuff.
Right. Solid expertise there. Our mission, then, for this deep dive is simple. Give you actionable things you can use, like now, to make your emails better and maybe avoid some common mistakes.
Let's get into it. What's the first element?
Okay, element number one, personalization. Clannon really hits on this, why those generic emails, you know, the dear valued resident type, they just fall flat.
Oh, completely. They scream bulk mail, don't they? Nobody feels valued getting one of those. Ends up in the bin, virtual or otherwise.
Exactly. And Clannon says personalization is, well, it's more than just sticking a name in the greeting.
Right. It's about using what you actually know. He mentions list segmentation. So say someone bought hiking boots. You send them stuff about outdoor gear, not, I don't know, kitchen gadgets. It's triggered by their actions, their interests, makes the message relevant.
It shows you're paying attention to them specifically.
Yeah.
And Clannon also mentioned the tone, right? Even the way you write can feel more personal.
That's a really good point. It's not just what you say, but how you say it. A conversational tone that matches their likely interest, that builds a connection, makes them feel seen.
Okay, so personalization is key. Makes sense. What's the second element Clannon highlights?
Branding. This one seems obvious, but it's critical. Every single email needs to shout, subtly or not, who it's from instantly.
So we're talking logos, maybe a specific color scheme?
Yeah, the basics like a logo, a consistent signature line, maybe your company slogan. Clannon even mentions older things like Flash or videos in the source article.
Flash might be a bit dated now, but the principle holds.
Right.
Exactly. The technology might change, but the need for immediate brand recognition doesn't. You see that email, you see the familiar look and feel, and bam, you know who it is. No guesswork.
It builds that mental shortcut. Okay, I know this sender, I have certain expectations.
Precisely. It reinforces your identity every single time, building that familiarity, that trust.
All right, so we have personalization and branding. What's the third essential piece?
The call to action,
sure.
Or CTA. Clannon is really firm on this. Every email needs one, no exceptions.
And that's not just for sales emails, is it? Like, buy now.
Not at all. It doesn't matter what the email's about, announcing a new product, asking for feedback, sharing a blog post. You always need to guide the reader on what to do next.
Can you give some examples you mentioned?
Sure. So for a product announcement, maybe link straight to a pre-populated shopping cart, or at least the product page and an FAQ. Makes it easy.
Mm.
If you're asking for opinions, link directly to a survey form or maybe your Twitter feed or Facebook page. Tell them where to give that feedback.
And he stressed making it obvious, like, don't bury the link.
Absolutely. Make it prominent. Maybe even repeat it top and bottom or as a clear button. The goal is zero confusion about the next step.
Okay, that makes sense. Guide the user clearly.
And Clannon's point is, over time, this actually trains your audience. They start seeing your emails not just as messages, but as, like, portals for doing things, for learning more, for interacting. It boosts engagement.
So let's quickly recap these three pillars from Jim Clannon at Double Dome. First, personalization, make it relevant to the individual.
Yep. Second, branding, make it instantly recognizable.
And third, call to action, make it clear what you want them to do next.
Those are the fundamentals. They sound basic maybe, but getting them right consistently, that's where the effectiveness comes in.
It's easy to let one slide when you're busy.
For sure. But focusing on these makes your emails feel less like noise and more like valuable communication. Relevant, recognizable, and action-oriented.
So the takeaway here is pretty clear. Integrating these three simple elements can really lift your email marketing game. You build stronger connections, get better results.
Definitely. More relevance, better recognition, clearer paths to action.
So here's something to think about for everyone listening. Look at your next email before you send it. How can you make it just a bit more personal? Is your branding clear and consistent? And is that call to action impossible to miss? Maybe just tweaking one of those could make a difference.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.